is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I just heard the top of the hour news, as y'all did, and Barack Obama is traveling around the country speaking about economics. Not discussing economics, but preaching. Question is, how well has he done? If you look at the businesses that I see, their parking lots are hardly filled, hardly. Most parking lots of small businesses are empty in the Ozark Mountains. Am I kidding? No. At the Get Prepared Expo last weekend, I met an auctioneer for the first time. I had never met him before. And he was telling me he had his head down. And he said, he was shaking his head negatively and saying, this is absolutely awful what's happening in our economy. He said the auction business, and this is auction season right now, is down 50% from last year. And he also said, and it's down 50% in the last 60 to 90 days. That brings us down to like down 75%. There are even car dealers who are parking their brand new cars on restaurant lawns to try to gain more sales. The economy is absolutely, positively in trouble. There's no question about it. Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know what the results of a true, actual, bona fide, real poll are of Americans. And here's the question. Is or does Barack Obama tell the truth? Yes or no? I'd like to know the answer to that. Is everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
I'm blissed, but when you talk about Obama, it is difficult to stay blissed.
Yeah, you're, oh, geez. I now have three bottles. Three bottles of bliss right here. Dr. Shuley, seriously, I met this auctioneer, and we were talking for maybe 20, 30 minutes about the economy and how down it is, and it is not coming back. It's not. These guys cannot tell the truth, and they can't, I swear, I don't think they can get anything right. They really can't. And they're employees. Government people are employees. They are not intrapreneurs. They are certainly not entrepreneurs, and they can't get anything right. Everything they do costs way too much money, takes too long, delivers far, far too little results. They all ought to be fired. Really, they're a bunch of misfits. Gosh, I hit my own button.
Well, let's face it. The economy is about 10 or 20 times worse than the idiots admit. And they are idiots, you know. That means people who have an IQ that is sort of like in the 40 or 50 range. And that's running the country at the moment, as far as I can tell.
Dr. Shuley, I remember studying and learning that you had to have an IQ above 70 to be continent.
That's right.
So I just wanted to make sure I read you 5 by 5 when you said 40. Yeah. It's really frustrating. Dr. Shuley, we did the coolest thing. And it was only covered by one television station. And it was covered in one newspaper article at the Get Prepared Expo. And that is our good friend, Chief Cloudpiler. And we had the ceremony at the Survival Banquet Dinner where we consecrated our grounds at the Get Prepared Expo, which is city property as sacred and set apart from government. Do you know, literally, we did not have a single government employee show up at the Get Prepared Expo? Did you see any?
I didn't. They were afraid to, I think.
Well, yeah, they really were. They really were. The police, Dr. Shuley, we have never had an expo where, and we had six of them so far, and this was the only one, number six was the only one, where the police didn't come, you know, walking through, you know, we have guns and ammo and that kind of stuff, and they want to check out. They want to check out and make sure that we're not doing anything illegal and no one's selling any drugs, or the drug-sniffing dogs can't find any drugs or sense of drugs on anybody, whether it be the guests or the exhibitors. And so we've had the police at all the expos except this one. Not one uniformed or plainclothes person from the government showed up. As a matter of fact, there was one of our instructors who was at a motel, and he heard these guys in the lobby, you know, that looked like they were built like military, if you will, you know, current employees of the military, and they were talking, they were having breakfast, these three guys, that they were coming to the expo. And our instructor just happened to be getting breakfast at the time and was in earshot of these guys, and they were talking about it, and they were coming to the expo, and they did not come, because posted on the door, it said, it put them on notice by statute, that they would have to apply for permission to be on the property, and no one, not one government employee, seriously, showed up. Not one. Not in uniform, not clandestine. It was great. I felt real safe. And did you see, Dr. Shuley, did you see any women walking around, white-haired women, with firearms, handguns, pistols, at their side in their holsters?
I saw several. In fact, one woman who I was trying to help with her back, I had to have her take off her pistol in order to examine her back.
Yeah, it's really true, class. It's really true. I was at one of the seminars that we had was a teleseminar with Larry Pratt, and we had trouble communicating with Larry Pratt. He was going to phone in and do his teleseminar because he had a schedule that was really, really tough to do. But he was accommodating us, and for some reason we were unable to connect with Larry Pratt. So as you did, I had in that particular seminar, we were running four seminars at a time. I had a full class of people in the seminar room, and I said, look, we've tried to get Larry Pratt. We were unsuccessful. So here's the options. You can stay here, and I'll do a seminar. We'll talk about what Larry would talk about, or you can go to a different seminar. Every single person decided to stay with me, and we had a really neat seminar. And during the seminar, you know, I did my standard Columbo. I turned on Columbo, and I said, I just have a question. How many of you are armed? I would say at least 10% of the people in the seminar were armed. So that was about 10 out of 100, if you will. It was unbelievable. And there were women, and I'm not talking about macho types and testosterone types. I'm talking about across the board, ladies who were gray-haired, ladies who were white-haired, men who were white-haired, you know, and then those who were, you know, middle-aged too. So it was really neat. So I think, I would say, if I had to hazard a guess, we probably had several hundred people, maybe 300 people, maybe more, armed at the Get Prepared Expo. That's pretty neat. I mean, where would you have that many armed people? You wouldn't have that many armed police at an event. So, and was it polite and quiet and well-behaved? I didn't hear a single person raise his or her voice, not once. Yeah. So, Dr. Shuley, we had 56 seminars. We thought we were going to have 52. You had a packed house in your seminar. What was? Can you share your experiences, what you learned and what you saw, and what people told you? Why were they there? Why were they there to see you at the expo?
Well, Well, it was interesting. In my little seminar, at least 40%, maybe 50, had high blood pressure. I mean, it was a perfect example of the fact that 40% of all American adults have high blood pressure. And, of course, many of them were on medication and still had high blood pressure. So we just once again demonstrated just how bad, and because it's bad because it's serious for your health, well-being, life, longevity, everything, how bad the epidemic of hypertension is.
So when you met with them, Dr. Shuley, did they disclose to you that they were tense, that they were anxious, that things were bothering them?
A number of them did, and some of them insisted that they weren't. And I said, well, denial is not a river in Africa.
Okay. And so after you've had these discussions, and I assume they finally said, all right, you're right, what did you do?
Well, of course, those who came by after my seminar and we checked their blood pressure, I think most of them did, we gave them Nitro Extreme and then rechecked their blood pressure in 30 minutes. And it was about the same as usual. About 70% get a very good result to Nitro Extreme. And to the others, I gave them my new potential, and I have to call it potential because we don't know yet, for use at home, which will take at least 3 weeks to have an effect. And nice thing about Nitro Extreme is it works within 30 minutes in most people.
Mm-hmm.
They are to check back in with me in 3 weeks to see whether taking actually 5,000 milligrams, 5 grams of taurine a day, 4 of my youth formula, and 2 of my essential multivitamin mineral will reduce blood pressure. That's based upon my thoughts after reading an article sometime in the last month from the University of Texas where they actually gave people that kind of vitamins and minerals and amino acids in order to bring the blood pressure down. Because a lot of people are deficient. That's what we really know, that a lot of people are deficient in many, many essentials.
Dr. Norman Shuley, I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about his findings at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm going to share them with you because this is a cross-section of America. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And we're back. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Or ShealyWellness.com, S-H-E-A-L-Y, Wellness.com. We're talking about the findings that Dr. Shealy determined at the Get Prepared Expo last weekend. It was a great cross-section of America. People came from many states. We had an instructor from Mexico. We had guests from California, Washington State, most of the states in the United States. And Dr. Shealy had a chance to present a seminar and talk one-on-one with many of the guests. There were thousands there. By the way, it really was the smallest attendance we have ever had, Dr. Shealy. And I really believe that it's the economy. I really believe it's the economy.
Well, I agree that I think we're closer to the precipice. I don't know when it is going to happen. And one of the things I most enjoyed being there was some of the products that I had not seen before. And I actually picked up a couple of things, including one that I would never have thought about, but there was a distiller that you can use to distill just with any kind of heat under it. You don't have to have electricity. You don't have to have gas. You can build a wood fire under it and distill your water. And I think every home ought to have something like that.
Dr. Shealy, so you did you buy one of those?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And it's okay. Well, that is an invention, an American invention, made by an American, designed by an American, stamped out in America with stainless steel. He's one of our instructors. His name is Glenn Meader, M-E-D-E-R. He's been on the air with us many times. And he is absolutely passionate about water. And he's talked about, like, what do you do when you have no drinking water? Well, you can take You can take water from a pond. You can take water from a stream. You can take surface water with all kinds of toxins and bacteria in it. You can take water out of the supply tank of a toilet and distill it. You can even take water out of a toilet and distill it. You can take any kind of water, no matter what's in it, and put it in this water distiller and distill it. And there's a link on the website, class, if you'd like to find it. It's Glenn Meter, page 1, at the bottom, under instructors, Survival Still, STILL, Survival Still. Glenn Meter's a really good guy. I agree.
He's a very nice guy, but that's the kind of people we expect.
Yes, and Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I'd like to share with you is we have, as a result of only having a few thousand at our Get Prepared Expo, I've decided to change the expo into a completely different model, which is this. The model is I've given up on people trying to get people to come and learn about preparedness. I'm only now focusing on people who are really paying attention to what's really happening. So if they're watching TV and they're watching the ball games and they're being amused with bread and circuses, I can't help them. Over 2 years of trying, I've finally decided that it's not working. So what we're going to do with this broadcast and with the expos, we are going to focus just on people who are absolutely, positively serious, who are not going to be consumers, but who are going to be producers, and who are going to be, you know, what I'm saying is, if we can help select who are the best and brightest people to survive, and who actually want to, and who are not going to be a burden on the rest of us, that's who we are going to encourage to come along and survive. So we are going to ramp up the level of expertise and the level of training that we're providing on the broadcast and at the expo. And we're only going to have one seminar at a time. Just one. Not three, not eight, not seven, not six. Just one. There won't be any choices. It will be a two-day event. It will be an exclusive event. And of course, Dr. Shealy, we want you to be with us if your schedule permits. So that's what we're thinking is 1.5 hour seminars, in-depth, serious seminars to a serious level. Not a sales promotion, not an infomercial, serious discussion, serious training for those who really want to go to it. But it will take a commitment. It will take a two-day commitment. And if someone can't spend 2 days with us, well, maybe they should go to some other expo. Dr. Shealy's with us, and I'd like to talk more about the cross-section of America. And also, I've got some information about magnesium lotion and something that I found very interesting about it. Dr. Shealy's magnesium lotion. I tried an experiment, and I'll tell you what that results were when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sheely's with us. Sheelywell.com. If you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter, Sheelywellness.com, S-H-E-A-L-Y, wellness.com. No one is going to try to sell you anything. The list does not get sold. It's for Dr. Sheely's distribution list only, so that you can get a free copy of his newsletter. Comes out several times a week. It's whenever Dr. Sheely feels there's something important that you need to know about. That's when you get notified. Dr. Sheely, you were talking about water distillation, and it reminded me of at Get Prepared Expo number 5, which was not the one last weekend, but the one in April 6th and 7th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. On Sunday, the last day of the expo, some of us went to a restaurant right after the expo was over, and the weather was about 70 degrees that day. It was a really, really nice weekend. And on the way home, or when we were at the restaurant, it was really rainy. I mean, a torrential rain straight down. And on the way home, there was snow, there was hail, there was freezing rain. It was a 10-mile strip, and we drove through at least 3 inches of snow on the way home at 70-degree weather during a perfectly wonderful weekend at Expo number 5. Now, at Expo number 6, which was last weekend, we had what really... I think there are people who don't like us. Would you say that was a little bit frightening, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes. It sounded to me as if bowling balls were hitting the top of the building, not just tiny hail things. I've never heard such sound. And never, only once in my life have I ever seen such torrential rain.
Right. We had... I had the microphone, you know, that the wireless microphone that would transmit my sound to all the speakers in the 46,000 square foot convention hall. And I let everybody know what was happening, and I explained that we were having a massive, massive storm, that we were okay where we were, and that if the sirens went off in town, which I don't even know if we could have heard them because the sound of the rain was and the slamming against the roof was so loud. I don't know if we would have heard the sirens, but I made the announcement, you know, do not go outside. We're okay for right now. Rain was coming in under the doorway, 5 feet, 6 feet. It was unbelievable, and you could not, the doors, you know, you could push the doors outward from the building to go outside. You know, the standard glass doors that most commercial buildings have. Well, the force of the wind was so great that you could not push the doors outward, even if you wanted to go outside from the front of the building. So from the side of the building, you could crack them open just a little bit, but you could not see more than 100 feet. The rain was so strong. And it was one of those images that you might have seen on the Internet where the leaves on the trees were sideways, and they were blowing sideways, not a little bit. It looked like what you might see on the Internet or on television as a hurricane. That's really what it looked like. Is that what you saw also, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. When I was in Wisconsin back in 1978, we had 8 inches of rain over 24 hours, and then in 40 minutes, we had another 6.8 inches of rain, and that in 40 minutes. And that was the kind of rain this was. If it lasted that long, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, we had water coming up from the underground plumbing systems, you know, the systems that would carry the water away from the building, the parking lot. It was extreme, absolutely extreme. So the first Expo number 5, the one I was talking about previously, we had a 10-mile wide strip of serious weather. That was in April 6th and 7th. This one, we had a 5-mile-an-hour strip, and it was right over us. Both of them were right over us, Expo number 6 and Expo number 5. And Dr. Shealy, just to add to the coincidence, the day that we were going to introduce ourselves, about 110 of us, to the city government in Springfield to just say, hey, we're here. We are USA Preparers, and it's just part of us, and we just wanted to say hello because next time we come back, we're going to be on the agenda, and we're going to talk about Florida. Just to say hello, we had a tornado just before the meeting, and I called off the meeting with USA Preparers, introducing ourselves to City Hall. So that's 3 out of 3 recent events that were significant where, I don't know, is it a coincidence? I don't know, but it sure is odd to me because all of those things, the meeting with City Council in Springfield to get fluoride out of the water, the two expos were well publicized, well in advance. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I were driving to the expo, and, you know, Expo number 5, he looked up, I looked up, we saw this crosshatch pattern of chemtrails like we've never seen before. It was a basket weave of chemtrails. There's no way that airplanes fly in these patterns. There's no way. And he said he has never seen as many as that. And I believe we counted 24 of them crisscrossing at 90 degree angles. And then that was expo number five. Expo number six, which just happened this last weekend, we saw him again, but not the crosshatch pattern. We didn't see quite as many chemtrails, but he looked up, I looked up, and we were talking to each other like, look, this is not normal. And we counted them. I forget the exact number, but they were there. They were there, and they were significant. And then we thought by Sunday we would have a massive event. We were looking forward to it, seeing what was going to happen. But it didn't happen Sunday. It happened the day before, Saturday. And it was something else. It was really pretty scary to people because we ended up stopping the seminars because we didn't know if we were going to have to go into the shelter component of the building. So it was pretty wild. So
well,
I just want to share that with you.
Interesting, Ben, is in that 1978 business that I mentioned, they were seeding the clouds back in those days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that led not only to flooding where we live, but in Rochester, Minnesota, at the Mayo Clinic, they had people killed in elevators. They couldn't get them out of the hospital fast enough. And in Kansas City, they had flooding down in the plaza. And so this business of human beings tampering with weather has been going on for a long time and maybe getting worse.
And I don't know why we have to manipulate the weather, because right now here in the Ozarks, we should have our dry spell, not really serious, but this is the dry period normally, and that's not what we have now. We don't have it. It's pretty damp, and it's been raining for a couple days now, and lightning. And I'm actually surprised I'm still on the air because of the amount of lightning. I would have thought that it would have knocked out the equipment at the at the switching stations, you know, around this area of the Ozarks. But we're still on the air, and it's working, and I'm thankful for it. Dr. Shealy, I've been using magnesium lotion, your magnesium lotion. I saw several people with it at the expo, and I wanted to share this with you. I put it on my knees and my legs, and Mrs. Finelli puts it elsewhere. And what I've noticed is she gets tick bites on her legs because there are a lot of ticks in Missouri. And it's a barrier to entry. So if you don't like ticks, you're not going to like Missouri. I don't get tick bites on my legs. I don't think they like the taste of it.
I suspect that's correct. You know, because I do the same thing. And I don't think I've had more than one tick all summer.
Yeah, I think if they climb on and if you take it from your ankles all the way up to your knees or past your knees, maybe to your thighs, I think they look and they say, this is not good, and this is not good, and let's go up a little higher, it's still not good, and it's like, maybe we'll just find another host. Because I think it's offensive to them, to their, I think they react when they try to bite and they say, this is just not good. And they turn around, or they look for a better spot. And I don't think they can find one. Unless they go past my belt and onto my chest. But I just wanted to share that with you. I think there's another reason to apply magnesium lotion in addition to the health benefits.
I'm with you.
And I was dreaming last night, and I remember reading back in the reading about the 1500s and the 1600s, and it was believed people had bugs on them. They had lice and so forth in Europe, and there was this belief that if you didn't have bugs on you, because people bathed very infrequently, if you didn't have bugs on you, you weren't healthy, because obviously the bugs would not be, the bugs wouldn't be attracted to someone who is not healthy. So the thought was, bugs meant you were healthy, which is exactly, probably backwards, isn't it, Dr. Shealy?
It is unequivocally backwards. That's why they had to be bonnie plague and other such things.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that dream I had, and it was in full color, and I was watching this in my mind as I was sleeping last night, and I was able to remember it for the broadcast class today. So Interesting. Dr. Seeley, I'd like to read a short letter that someone wrote to me from, she was at the Get Prepared Expo. She'd been to a bunch of them, and maybe two or three of them. And it's a really short one. Very interesting. It says, Vincent, it didn't make me feel any better. But after I got back to my room, this was given to me on Monday. Vincent, it didn't make me feel any better. But after I got back to my room last night, I cried. I hurt for you. And I was sad. I was sad the last day of the expo had come and gone. It felt like the last day of summer camp, when you leave all the new friends you've made, knowing you'll never see some of them again. And you're entitled to some righteous indignation for the way that some people acted. After all the work, worry, stress that you go through preparing for the event and seeing that each day goes smoothly and then people act rudely is so disappointing and hurtful. But maybe that was just separating the wheat from the chaff, and it needed to be done. I'll tell you the rest of this letter when we come back. It's interesting. Dr. Norman Shealy's with me, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about medicine. I've got some questions. I know he's got the answers. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sheely's with us. I'm just reading a short letter that I got from one of our class about the expo. And it says, I'll just repeat a little bit of it. After all the work, worry, and stress that you go through preparing for the event and seeing that each day goes smoothly, then people act rudely is so disappointing and hateful or hurtful. But maybe that was just separating the wheat from the chaff and needed to be done. Dr. Miller taught us that everything happens for a reason and that everything leads to something better. What a concept. You are truly blessed to have the love and respect of so many good people. True, not everyone feels that way about you. Well, that's for sure. But even God gets that. At least you know what you're doing is right and honorable thing, so you can be at peace with yourself. You have so many real friends, and as Dr. Miller also taught us, friendship is the trust from the trust form of love. I hope you consider me a friend. Grace, I certainly do. And you are in my prayers. And it's from Grace. The reason I read that, Dr. Sheely, is because I wanted to discuss human nature with you. And here's where I'm going with that. One person at Expo number 5 at the Cowan Civic Center said to me, Mr. Finelli, this was in the, you know, during walking down one of the aisles, she came up to me and she said, Mr. Finelli, you need to have a shuttle service to get us from the parking lot to the front door. Now, the Expo Center is like a huge Walmart, okay, in terms of space. 46,000 square feet, a parking lot like a Walmart Supercenter. Actually, the parking lot is probably bigger than a Walmart Supercenter. And it can hold a lot of cars. And so this person was telling me that we need to have a shuttle service to get them from the car. Now, is there a shuttle service at Walmart? I don't think so. I haven't seen one. The Walmart doesn't have one. And so what we're saying is, we just can't get inside. Well, you can get dropped off at the front door, and if someone's driving you, you can have that person, you know, park the car. Or you can get there early, you know, where you can park right by the front door. The point is, what are we going to do, Dr. Sheely, when there's no gasoline or when the power grid goes down if we can't even walk from the parking lot to the building?
Well, I've still got a couple of horses. I could tie them up at the door.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is we have become lazy. And, you know, obviously some people have health problems, but this person didn't. This person, you know, was a senior citizen, but gee whiz. If, you know, you would walk more inside the expo, just going from exhibit to exhibit to exhibit and to the seminars and back to the exhibits and back to the seminars, than you would going from the parking lot to the front door.
Of course.
There's no question about it. And we made a promise to everybody that number one, it would be one of life's 10 most memorable events, and number two, they'd be exhausted by Sunday. We said, you will be exhausted by Sunday. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk about that, the human nature concept.
And, well, unfortunately, you know, you are too young to remember when washing machines came in, but I'm not. My mother got her first washing machine in 1949 when I was 16 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, she had a big cast iron pot in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
and built a fire and put the clothes in there, and we had a big stick she would stir the pot and the clothes with. I mean, that's the way people used to wash their clothes.
Right, right. Well, I remember the washboard, and I do have here at the farm one of those. It's probably about a 10-gallon wash tub with a lid on it. We still have it from my grandmother. I do have the washboard. We don't have the wringer washer that she had, and we don't have the automatic, if you will, the old Maytag automatic centrifugal force type washing machine from her. But we do have the washboard, and we do have the pot or the container that she boiled the clothes in. Dr. Sheely, can we come back? Oh, wow. Whole hour's gone. You know, I should probably watch the clock better. But when we come back, I'd like to tell you what some people said about our move to Lebanon from Springfield. Absolutely unbelievable what they said. Dr. Sheely and I are going to talk about medicine. If you'd like, you can give us a call. Links on the website if you'd like to call us. Dr. Norman Sheely, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be back after the top of the hour news and some breaks.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.